appear soon at the Hayes Public Library afternoon tea party. It's also a fundraiser for that Hayes Public Library Foundation. Communications Coordinator Callie Kolasny stops by to share all the details and more about what's going on down at the library on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I don't know if you are into afternoon teas or not, but
I don't know if I am.
And I don't either. I've never been to a tea party. This the afternoon tea party, and but it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's a great way to raise a little bit of money for the Hayes Public Library Foundation. So it is a fundraiser for the organization, and we're going to do this on February 5th from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets cost $35. You can get tickets online at hayeslibrary.org/event, or you can come into the library and get your tickets coming into the library. We're going to have an afternoon of different kinds of teas and some fantastic treats. We'll have some breads from Kathy's Breads. We're going to have some cookies and just different kinds of yummy things that go with the different kinds of teas. You're going to learn more about the entire process of an afternoon tea party. One of our foundation board members is really into these, and she goes to them all the time. And so she's the lead on this and knows what she's talking about when you're talking about an afternoon tea party. We encourage people to dress up if you would like.
Does that look like?
Well, it's a little bit nicer than normal. Some ladies will wear dresses. They might wear big hats, pearls and gloves, things like that. The men will dress up a little bit nicer than they might otherwise. It's just going to be a fun way to experience something a little bit different for this area. Initially, I thought it was just an adult's program, but it is for kids too. We're not looking at the little ones, but like elementary,
three-year-old,
right? elementary age girls and on up. And we've got fancy teacups and teapots, and it's just it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I like that you're going to kind of walk people through the process and not just dump them in and expect everybody to know what's going on.
Right, we're not just going to have you sit down and, okay, here you go, figure it out. No, we'll talk you through the different types of teas and things that you can do with the teas, and we have some great donations. Jensen Farms are donating some honey for us, so you'll have some honey that you can put in your tea, but you can also take it with you. Yeah, so we learn all about teas, and I don't know that much about different teas. I mean, I have some teas that I like, and it's usually when I've got a cold and I want a cup of hot tea. But this is going to be something a little bit different, a chance to learn about teas and what kinds of these, like I said, we'll have these tasty treats that will go with the teas that you can experience as well. And it's just an afternoon of something a little bit different than what you might normally do on a Sunday afternoon, where you can dress up and enjoy some different kinds of treats and experience it with possibly with your daughter or your husband or your friends, and just have a good time.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I've got an 11-year-old daughter now.
See, she would be a perfect age for this.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, that could be a good afternoon. Mm-hmm. I am curious if you want to talk a little bit about, that you mentioned it's a fundraiser for the foundation. Like, what does that go towards? What do they do down at the Library Foundation?
Yeah, the Hayes Public Library Foundation is basically the fundraising arm of the library. And so when donations come in, then it goes through the foundation. We have a variety of ways that you can give. You can make just, write a check to the foundation, or you can bequeath something. And when you're looking at your financial planning for the future, you can include the public library in that, and it goes through the foundation. We also have an account with the Heartland Community Foundation, so you can make donations that way. And the foundation, they kind of fund the needs that aren't already budgeted. The library, of course, has its budget, and we have our plans of what we're going to do. But other things come up, and we need funding for them. They are one of the major donors for the bookmobile. So they were the, part of the impetus to be able to have the bookmobile. It was funding from the foundation. They also donated a large portion for the remodel that we just did. So things like that are what the foundation does. Of course, because those were significant amounts of money that they donated, we're kind of rebuilding the coffers a little bit sure. with some of these fundraisers because you know you need to keep the money coming in order for it to go back out. But all of the donations do support the library in some fashion.
I love that. And really, what a great way to support the community. I sometimes get surprised at how busy and popular the library is. Because you think about it from an outsider perspective, that's a library. But it's more than just a library. As a matter of fact, I just happened to be checking heat maps on social media. And guess where the hotspot was?
Was it the library?
It was the library. And I'm like, what is going on down there? And anytime you drive by or go in, there's always people, always a crowd, and always fun things going on.
Honestly, before I started working there, I wasn't sure about, you know, of course I popped in here and there, but I hadn't spent significant time at the library until I started working there. And it still amazes me how many people come in to actually check out physical books, you know, because I now help people do that. And it's amazing. And especially with all the digital resources, we still have a significant collection of physical books and people want those. So we still have those. But we also have all of the programs, as you said, and they're for all ages. We've got stuff for the littlest kids, the teenagers. We try to keep them active, especially after school, have some kind of programs for them. And then, of course, adults. We have lots of programs for the adults, too. So it's more of a community center. It's a meeting place. It's a place to gain some knowledge, to socialize, to just enjoy yourself.
Yeah. You mentioned the physical books, and I was reminded of a story we recently had. I think you helped out on Hayes Post about the 10 most checked out books, fiction and nonfiction.
Right.
Interesting list.
Yeah, very interesting list. When we looked at it, it was like, oh, okay. Had no idea. I don't think I'd read any on the nonfiction, but I had read 3 of the top 10 fiction books. And I would recommend all the ones I read. So, but I hadn't read the first one, so I'm gonna have to go and do that. But yeah, it's amazing how many. And those were just physical checkouts. They did not include the digital checkouts that you can do as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way I use the library. Mm-hmm. I'm all about the digital services. I'm on the Hoopla. I check out the audiobooks. I get the real books and a lot of publications as well. And you guys provide all that for free.
Yes. I'm addicted to audiobooks now. I always have to have an audiobook going. And so I get those through Libby or through Hoopla. All of that stuff is free. You just need your library card and the library card is free.
Yeah.
So come and get your library card.
Win, win, win. And great for the community. And we're going to talk about some of those events. But before we get to that, we should probably mention this. The Friends annual meeting is coming up here pretty quick, isn't it?
Yes. And the Friends of the Library is another organization that supports the library and the things that we do. They've made significant donations as well to the bookmobile and the remodel. They also help us with the collection and sorting through. And they're the ones that run the bookstore in the library. They also do all of those book sales that we have on a frequent basis to kind of get rid of the supply that we have of things that we don't need anymore. So they are the ones that take care of all of that. They do an amazing job. They also help with other things. There is a volunteer organization, basically, and they help with a lot of things throughout the library. So we love our Friends group. They are having their annual meeting on Saturday from 6:30 to 8. There will be a short business meeting and then wine and cheese and live music by the Glass Ladies. And so just come, and it's open to anyone that whether they're currently a member of the Friends or they're just want more information about the organization, they're thinking about being a member of the Friends. Come on down on Saturday and learn more about the organization, socialize a little bit. The memberships are very inexpensive. So it's $5 for a year. And so it's very inexpensive. You can do family membership. That's a little bit more. You can, all of that money goes into, again, the library. So everything that they bring in goes back out into the library.
Love that. So yeah, if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, check mm-hmm. that out. Let's talk about some of these events, because you've always got such a cool and diverse list of things going on down there. And this month looks really no different.
I think that's the best part. There's something pretty much for anybody. We'll start out with today. We have the Cookbook Club. Each month, they select two different kinds of cookbooks, and then you make a dish from whichever cookbook you want, and you bring it and share it with the group. So you get to eat delicious things, and it's amazing. I usually find myself going up there to, you know, take pictures for promotional purposes, and then they say, come on, Kelly, you have to eat. Oh, gosh, if you force me. Okay, fine. So that is today at 11 o'clock this morning. It'll be on the second Thursday of the month going forward. We also have the Spice Series. This one is new, and it starts tonight at 6 o'clock. It'll be each Thursday through February 9th. And we're partnering with Mobert Specialty Grocery in Topeka, and he is coming out for this first one to do a live presentation. Today is Spices 101, and each week is going to be a little bit of a different topic having to do with spices and oils and those kinds of things. So any of you that are interested in it, you want to know more about spices and oils and things like that, come to this program. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be really interesting to learn about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I feel like those should be flipped, though. Learn about the spices, then learn how to cook.
Yeah, good point. But
I suppose you can use that knowledge for the next month.
Right, exactly. Because these will all be through, well, I guess there might be one more cookbook club before the end of the spice series. But you'll gain a lot of knowledge.
Sure. And it'll be a lot of fun either way.
Yeah. We have watercolor for beginners. We're doing some, kind of an art series on Fridays at 4 o'clock. So this one is watercolor for beginners. Hobby jumping, we have the level one, cozy yoga level one at the beginning of the month. We have cozy yoga level two on Monday at 5. We'll do our painting class on January 17th at 6 p.m. Then the next week, we're doing watercolor animals on January 20th at 4. The World Language Club will meet again on January 21st at 11 a.m. Resin game pieces. We've done some stuff where we make different things with resin, and it's very popular. People really mm-hmm. enjoy this. We've done different kinds of jewelry, other things. So we're making game pieces. And I've seen what Sarah did. She made some dice with resin. And I don't know what other kinds of game pieces they're going to make, but you can come and make resin game pieces on January 28th at 1 p.m. Looking at February, we've got our next hobby jumping is going to be amateur geology. So you learn a little bit about geology and see if that's something you want to get into. So that will be the level one will be February 6th at 5 p.m. And we're having a Harry Potter trivia night for adults. We do Harry Potter night and it's mainly the kids, but we're doing one just for adults because I know a lot of adults who love Harry Potter.
My wife just recently went through the whole movie series again.
Okay, there you go. She should come and do Absolutely. Trivia night. So Harry Potter trivia night for adults will be on February 7th at 6 p.m. So that's a look at some of the January and February programs we have coming up.
Very cool. Very cool. And, you know, I got a couple other big ones coming up, but you got another legislative coffee I see on the calendar. Those were a lot of fun last year. I was at those.
Yes, we are hosting again. We're the location for the Chamber of Commerce Legislative Coffees. And the first one will be on February 4th at 8 a.m. So come on down. From 8 to 8:30, you can get your coffee, talk to people, get your seats, and then the actual program will start at 8:30. So it's not one of those where you need to be there at 7:45 because it's starting at 8. It doesn't. The coffee and scones from Breathe will start at 8 o'clock, and then the program will start at 8:30.
Yeah, it's really a cool way to interact with the local legislators.
Yeah, and I'm not sure who's coming to this first one. I haven't heard yet. I'm sure Sarah's still trying to get that finalized, but... that'll be on February 4th at 8 a.m. And then it'll be the first Saturday in February, March, and April. Hopefully we can do an April one. Last year they were in session, so we weren't able to do the April mm-hmm. one. So we have to wait and see.
Yeah, very cool. Anything else we want to hit on before we go?
I'll mention our fantasy book club. It will be the last Monday of the month. You'll explore different subgenres of fantasy. This month is Gothic Fantasy. This is a new book club, so you fantasy lovers out there, that's there. We've started again Dungeons & Dragons Club for the young adults. It's on the first and third Thursday at 5 p.m.
Very cool. You know, it's so weird to me. I remember it was kind of when I was in school, kind of a nerdy thing to do, but now it really seems to be
coming back.
It's becoming a mainstream popular thing, and I love that.
Yeah, so there you go, Dungeons & Dragons Club.
Very cool. Kelly, if they want to find out more information, where do they go?
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. The library's website is hayeslibrary.org, and you can give us a call, 625-9014.